This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get to it here. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir.
We are here on the Talk Radio Review for another week, examining the charts from Talkers Magazine, week ending September the 21st. We get into fall. There is no fall off when it comes to controversy and conversation. And here to do the honors to discuss the top 10 stories and people, not necessarily in order or not necessarily all of them, is esteemed broadcaster Walter Sterling, Richard McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. And I actually would like to start with Jennifer. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Number one story this week, the allegation, I guess that's the right word, against Mr. Kavanaugh. Jennifer, you have a new wrinkle on this, one that not many people have heard to this point. Would you explain?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
Well, look, I think every accusation needs to be treated seriously. Christine Ford has made a pretty big one against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And so I follow this stuff. We all do. We're always looking at headlines. And I had seen some news coming out about a former clerk to Scalia. He's also now a conservative operative, to be fair. His name is Ed Whelan. And he said that he had the evidence, the smoking gun that would clear Brett Kavanaugh's name, and he would release it soon. Well, soon has come. And Ed Whelan has started to lay out this case, trying to prove that maybe Christine Ford is telling the truth, but perhaps it's a case of mistaken identity. So Ed Whelan, Justice Scalia's former law clerk, president of the conservative think tank, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, they call it the EPPC, said on Twitter that Christine Ford, he believes, may have been victimized by someone 36 years ago, but he thinks the person was a guy named Chris Garrett, not a guy named Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And he lays it out saying that both Kavanaugh and Garrett went to school at the same time. They went to the same school at the same time. And that people always would laugh about how much they looked alike. And there are actually pictures available, and they do look somewhat similar. They still, actually, to this day, they publish some current pictures of the two of them, look pretty darn similar. And according to Ed Whelan, he says that Christine Ford said that this alleged assault happened in a house near the country club in town. Well, Kavanaugh and everyone else that she identified, Mike Judge is one, that being at this party, that that none of them lived by the country club. But this guy, Chris Garrett, lives by the country club. He even laid out a map. He mapped out the home of...
You can now lessen the impact of Mr. Sterling coughing and Martin Leroy by putting his microphone down. Richard,
I did that, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Chris Garrett, they even laid out, they put out the layout of his home, which is very much matching the description of Christine Ford. Now, could this all be coincidence? Yes, it absolutely could. Could there still be a million other scenarios as to what happened? Yes. But Ed Whelan says that maybe this is a case of mistaken identity and that there's some confusion going on.
Why
here.
Did he pick this guy, Chris Garrett?
Because they look alike.
And see
people,
the pictures,
I guess, comment on it.
No, I haven't seen the pictures, but... Okay.
But it's similar.
That would explain things.
He also has the house near the country club. Right. It would,
right.
It would actually make everybody in this case actually telling the truth.
Well, it confuses it.
Unless Kavanaugh was at a party at Chris Garrett's house when it happened.
Right. But everybody that was allegedly there had said that this particular event, as she described it, with Kavanaugh there, didn't happen. They're
so this scenario would make everybody happy except the people who don't want Brett Kavanaugh to be seated on the Supreme Court.
Right.
It would make
pretty
Christine
much.
Ford happy. It would make Brett Kavanaugh happy. So the accuser and the victim would both be justified in their statements. But really, the reason all of this is coming out is because somebody doesn't want Brett Kavanaugh to make it.
Right. And well, it's
in
also
fairness,
a case
it's
of,
not
weaponized allegations.
But everything should come out the problem here is, I think there is a multitude of problems with this scenario, including the fact that of the tens of thousands of judges in the country, we can't find somebody who doesn't have a blemish in some way, shape, or form.
No,
this guy doesn't.
No. You will never find anybody, and even if, Jennifer's right, even if they don't have a blemish, they will make one up. One's coming.
The reason Trump picked this guy to begin with over Amy Barrett, remember he wanted to pick Amy Barrett, is because this was the safe choice. He thought this was the guy that was going to get confirmed because of his record. Right.
Yeah. If we can't find a blemish on you, we're going to make one up. Who was the politician back in, it was, I guess it was Dewey or Truman or something back then, when the presidential candidate was running for re-election and he said, make something like this guy's having an affair with somebody or something or other up, and the press guy said, but it's not true, and it says it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend the rest of the campaign defending himself.
Well, that's what happened.
That was in the 40s or the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten even worse now.
So who was it, McCain? Let me just think about it. When McCain was running for president in North or South Carolina, George Bush's team came up with a rumor that he fathered an interracial
right.
daughter, and he had, in fact, adopted her. But that whole thing grabbed hold, and that's what many people think cost him that primary election.
Exactly.
And there was no
fact to
it.
And that's not to say that Christine Ford didn't have this happen to her. It's just the political machines will do whatever it takes.
Yeah. All right, 13 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup Show. The importance of you getting a good night's sleep. Regular periods of sleep are key to having a healthy body and clearing your mind. When it gets busy and you are going around the clock and sometimes you don't get enough rest. When you do get rest, you want to make sure that it is the best possible rest. And that comes from having MyPillows, from having the MyPillow mattress, from having all the MyPillow ancillary things like sheets and just a whole thing. There's a catalog at MyPillow.com you can look at. There are some new things that are not necessarily just directed at sleep. It's sort of a health focus at MyPillow that you get, but look around and then take advantage of the savings. Most everything in the catalog now is this weekend going to be 50% off, at least using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, get a single pillow, get two pillows, get four pillows, get a new mattress. If you're going to spend over $200, they'll finance it for you. All kinds of great reasons to go to this great spot. MyPillow.com. Read the story of Mike Lindell and how he invented the MyPillow. There are all kinds of stats on the urgency people in our country, especially to get it, that is getting a good night's rest. Productivity is higher. Don't be sleep deprived. Get the best rest you can using MyPillows and get the discounts that you're entitled to by going to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV and have a great time shopping this weekend.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If people call 833-TOP-LOSS, to get more information, what will be their experience?
Well, we actually have real live people right here in America who can help you on your weight loss journey, and that is one of the things that you get when you do purchase Calitrin. You get a team of support. We're here to help you lose weight the right way, the safe way, without drugs and without stimulants. And then, of course, Calitrin, you know, you get a proven product, something that's been proven. And then, of course, it's great for digestion and acid reflux. We have a lot of customers who continue taking it for those side benefits.
All right. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
All right. It's 16 past the hour.
Excuse me, sorry. Jennifer, you have the most fabulous laugh of anybody that I know. I can't tell you what the story is that we're laughing. That's not fair to the audience, but anyway.
Number eight.
Let's keep moving. Number eight, supposed summit between North and South Korea. I don't know if that's really where you wanted me to go, Richie, or not, but that's where we go, because I don't know.
It's a big story. A story that didn't get a lot of attention, but I think a good one.
Well, it didn't get a lot of attention because there are a lot of other things sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle, but there is this, would you say, Jennifer, or anybody else wants to comment, is this an advancement? Are we moving ahead? Now, somebody pointed out this week, well, there haven't been any missiles shot for the last however many months since we started talking, so I suppose
that's good for us. That's good for Japan. Also, I think it was just a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where Kim Jong-un was saying he'd like to see South Korea engulfed in, like, fiery flames of hell or something. And now he's talking about doing a united bid for the Olympics in 2030. So I think whether or not we trust Kim Jong-un, I don't, but at least you're not seeing all of this testing. You're not seeing this aggressiveness that we've seen from him in the past.
Well,
right?
Because he's also got the, they were bringing the leaders of Samsung and Nokia and all
money.
These other, he sees the dollar signs. So the question here is,
isn't that what wins everybody over to the right side?
Absolutely. I mean, even a nutbag like Kim Jong-un sees the money there.
The side of the force. The force is with us as long as we got money.
So I think he's looking at trying to be the hero of his country and get some economic stability there. But how intertwined is South Korea and the United States during these talks? That's what I want to know. Whether South Korea is just kind of doing their own thing or not.
But this week we learned that the U.S. has now agreed to sell weapons to South Korea. It's very odd timing, and I've been wondering all week, is this going to derail the North-South Korea summit? Is this going to change their perception? Is it going to change their progress? Now we start selling them more weapons. It's a little weird, the timing.
We're pretty much in a pretty big relationship with South Korea right now. President Moon has been the one who actually even started the talks.
He didn't like us, though, at the beginning, right, Jennifer? Because there were missile tests and some kind of war games going on that he didn't know anything about. They just were taking
place. Well, we would engage in military exercises every year with South Korea.
Yeah.
You knew about that.
So anyway, this is a good thing. We are all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people watched the Emmy Awards, number 9 this week on the...
Nope.
Countdown. That was quick. Well,
I watched highlights after the fact.
Yeah.
10 million
I think
people watched it. That's not that bad, considering that, you know, when you look at major events on TV and how much the ratings drop because so many people don't have cable anymore and they watch things on DVR. So to get, like, almost 11 million viewers, it wasn't terrible.
Well, people, I think, that don't watch are tired of the politicizing.
But there wasn't a single mention of Trump this whole time.
But people didn't know that. They are expecting the people like Richie, who are tuning out in droves. Imagine if there wasn't any controversy and they just had fun. Shut the hell up and give us the names and let's see some clips and let's talk about the people and have some fun.
Yeah, a bunch of millionaires getting around to celebrate each other.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are tired of. It's just people in Hollywood kind of patting themselves on the back.
Right.
Sports.
Well, it's always been that, though.
Well, but people like the red carpet.
Yeah, but
they like to see what everybody's wearing.
It used to be so much lighthearted fun that it was entertaining.
Yes, that's right.
Now
it's not. That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing entertaining about it. It's all self-aggrandizing crap.
Yeah.
Except for Betty White, who was amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She's
awesome. Betty White, we have a round of applause.
They got to get a 90-something-year-old in there to be fun.
Yeah, Winkler got an award. That wasn't bad. I agree with you on that, Victoria. Winkler got, for that story about
after
the actor
years,
who's a hit.
Right. Won an Emmy. Yeah.
Yeah, he should have won for Fonzie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I didn't want to jump the shark, Rich.
21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are on Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen going through the charts, the stories, the people that are listed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week you can find the list there, and you can listen to us for a couple of hours going through the items and ancillary conversation about things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There's lots of different sorts of talk radio, but news talk seems to be so-called political talk radio. Some people call it right wing. I was actually talking to a friend of mine this week, and I said, when's the last time you listened to me on the radio? And he shot back a note saying, I don't listen to conservative right wing talk radio. I said, How long has it been since you listened? Right, exactly. I said, that's not quite what we do on the program these days, on the DJV program. But here, it's not aimed at that, just that singular group, but it is aimed at the issues of the day, whatever you may consider them to be. If you agree with others, fine. You may have other things. I always have other things that I think ought to be on the list, or maybe there are a few things on the list I don't think need to be there. If you look at number 10 this week, or understand number 10, usual focus on sports talk radio. What's happening now? The football season has started. Baseball season pretty much over because the Red Sox have won, 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 and won. So what else is there to say other than the Browns won a game?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it's the first win since December of 2016.
Yeah.
So the big celebration this weekend in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Bud Light lockers are going to be opened. Do you remember that story, Doug, I told you about?
No.
That the Bud Light is, you know, one of the sponsors of the NFL, and so they have these lockers that they put all around Cleveland, and that they would be automatically opened and giving out free Bud Light bottles if the Cleveland Browns won. So they tied their first game of the season, and that was close, but no Bud Light. And now the Bud Light lockers will be opened, and I'm sure they'll be empty in minutes. But that's the...
You can't lose forever, right? Are there any historical notes from teams that never won a game?
No. But I mean, this one's pretty long. And what's great about it is their quarterback got knocked out, and their rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield comes in and runs and drives down the field four times. Boom! Score! Yeah.
So is that like an old Brady thing? The substitute is better than the regular guy, and that he gets the job.
He will likely stay in for now. Yes.
Yeah, Brady's hot substitute is now on the 49ers. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Doing so well yet.
Sometimes the head honcho doesn't like it when the backup does too well.
Well, that's why they traded him. It was no secret here in New England that Brady didn't want him around because he didn't want him to do the same thing to him that he did to the last guy who was there. Who was the quarterback when Brady went in and substituted before he got hurt? Does anybody even remember his
name?
Yes. I'm trying to. I can't remember it. But if that's how quickly someone like that fades into oblivion. I don't even think the guy, did he go to another team?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who was it?
The guy, somebody got injured.
Do you know his name? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I have no idea.
Somebody will send us
people
a Twitter.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
I know.
Yeah, right. at Doug Steffen. At Rich McFadden, at On Air Victoria, it's one of those three. Send us who it is that was on the field, got injured, Brady replaced him. This is what, 15? How long has Brady
been
quarterback?
Drew Bledsoe.
That's right, too. Yep, that's it. Where did he go, Richie? Where did he end up?
I think he went to...
Playing Key West, or
where? No, didn't.
They have a football team there in high school, folks. That's what I said. Anyway, it's probably not important. It's just very interesting how these guys...
The Buffalo and the Cowboys.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Meanwhile, the season goes on. Any surprises, football surprises, so far?
New coaches and new quarterbacks aren't doing well.
New coach at the Giants is abomination. Yeah. He's terrible.
This is the Talk Radio...
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley tweeted, "I want to hear her." He was speaking about Christine Blasey Ford, who, along with her attorneys, now have until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to a request to testify to the committee about an assault she says happened in high school at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After several days of restraint, President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He tweeted, if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been filed with local authorities by either her or her loving parents. That tweet drew a sharp rebuke from Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
I thought that the president's tweet was completely inappropriate and wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup, an overview every week for those of you who are devotees of this fabulous format. Number one, listener participation stuff is in News Talk Radio. And Rich McFadden is here, long characterized as a buddy of mine, a pal. We've been together on the radio for a long time, and so then we bring in upstart Victoria Keelan to try to modify things, Richie. To even
and that she has.
Yes, she has done a very good job of doing that. All right, so let me go through the top 10 stories, and then we'll go back, circle back around to pick on a couple of them. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on there? We just handled the Browns winning the Emmy Awards and what a blah, blah, blah fest that was. Number 8 is the continuing focus on what's going on between North and South Korea. Number 7, focus on President Trump versus Attorney General Sessions. I don't even begin. It's like a couple of kids playing in a sandbox. For God's sakes, you're running the government.
How does Sessions even still have a job if Trump hates him that
right.
much? I don't get it.
Well, he's afraid to fire him before the midterms, apparently. That's what the rumor
That's what it is right now.
Yeah. That's the, if you have somebody that's in the House and you're running the House and you can't get along with them, it doesn't. I don't think it looks good for either one of them. The optics are bad. The stuff with the tweets and taking a shot at one.
It's just silly.
But yeah, it is. It's
fire the guy.
Childish.
And I guarantee it, November 3rd, boom,
nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cares. I don't think anybody cares now, frankly. Number 6, the aforementioned midterm elections. What's going to be... I see all kinds of stuff, and it depends. You know, I read all of the jargony...
mother hen or mother goose or what is it, Mother Jones? And then
what's
the Newsmax on the other? I like the middle range here is what is coming out of the libertarians. And so that may, anyway, the point is that there is a lot of interesting focus on things that have nothing to do with the elections that people think are going to, or doesn't seem to me they impact the elections, but people seem to think anything and everything will impact the midterm.
Do you think government gets nothing done now? Whether the Democrats have control of the House.
Well, are you giving that to them? Are you think that's going
to
happen?
Oh, I just think there'll be a stalemate. I think they'll try to get stuff done, but I just can't get up to the Senate.
But do you think the Democrats... No, that was my question.
Or the president will veto, or...
Is there going to be an overtaking of the House by the Democrats?
Yes.
You think they will take over?
Most likely. It seems on target for that, Could be some surprises last minute, but...
Unless the Republicans get off of their couches and go out and vote, but at this point they're not... And well, what's really interesting is that this Kavanaugh thing could get the right stoked to get up and go out and vote, but right now they're just not as motivated as the left. And if Kavanaugh gets chucked out after these accusations, it may make enough people angry to get up and go out and do something.
Well,
yeah, but the thing is though, if these allegations turn out to be real, then he should get chucked out, as you say. And that should anger people. That's what the process of vetting is about.
Right. Yeah, but that's a big
deal. People who are tone deaf to this that don't, they only care because he was put up by Trump and that's all they care about. They don't care whether he's good, bad, indifferent, up, down, sideways, in, out. It's
well,
just
that's a very
Trump's
sad state
still,
of affairs.
Of course
how,
it is.
Let's
go
for
all these politicians.
In this country.
This whole thing is fishy. What was DiFi doing sitting on this until the 11th hour?
That's using it for political purposes.
Yeah, but it's
Republicans have done the same thing, Real Rich.
So
I mean,
what? That's the attitude that carries the day. That has to change. Well, whether it's true or not, how does you take a shot here and somebody else takes a shot there? It's always tit for tat.
But,
go get him because he said this or that.
But
where the hell does it stop?
That's how the Senate and Congress are.
Where
they
does it stop?
But here's the thing.
Where does it stop?
That, I don't know.
The fact that she did that makes the whole thing fishy. Had she come out when she originally got the letter and said, listen, I have some serious issues here that I need. But the fact that she made it a political weapon makes you question the circumstance altogether.
Yeah.
Well, Jen had said she actually thought it was she did it because she's worried that she may not win her reelection.
That's another thing.
She's got to fight there.
In California, it's the top two vote getters, and she's running against the Democrat, so she's got to be more powerful and further left than the other one. So now it's a fight to see who can be the biggest lefty.
Yeah.
It's like Bernie versus Hillary all over again.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So, well, we don't get away. This is, again, political talk radio. Don't get far away from this stuff. One of the most atrocious things to come out of the week is this spending bill that's sponsored by the Republicans. And I say that because it has $834 billion, most of which is aimed at either the Defense Department and or the black ops groups, FBI, CIA, all the budgets that you never see.
Right.
Nobody, they're giving them X amount of dollars. You do what you want. No oversight, no supervision, nothing. They just give them the money, and there you go. I think it is an outrage. I think that the amount of money we spend for it isn't so much what we have. The fact that we are building to protect ourselves, there's a little bit more. There's a great National Geographic series that came out last month that I watched about war, Afghanistan, Iraq, what's going on. It's kind of a puff piece promoting not so much the soldiers. The soldiers are doing what they're told to do. But the political aspirations of the people who in our government made the decisions to go into Afghanistan and Iraq and then following up what it is that that has come of all of this in terms of death, destruction, and how we kind of whitewash it all. We're there to help the Iraqis reestablish their country. We blew it to smithereens. So we are. We're really rebuilding it. We spent $3 trillion blowing that country to smithereens, and now we're spending even more than that with the rebuild. And,
isn't that,
you know,
what we always do throughout history?
Yes, yeah. Right. And then people will point to Vietnam, Victoria, as
well,
an
no,
example.
You point to South Korea and Germany. Those are the two shining stars for that model.
Well, Japan.
And Japan,
too,
right,
as
exactly.
Far as that's concerned.
It's worked.
But Vietnam is also,
I mean, it
Vietnam
takes 30 years.
Definitely deserves an honorable mention in that, because that's become such a huge tourist destination.
Yeah.
Of
right.
High
so
end.
Is that
so every place
happen,
we
all
blow
to
smithereens and rebuild ends up being
a
shining
really
star.
Yeah, we're really good at rebuilding.
Are we
going to
do that? I've been to Iraq. Believe me.
I don't think that's ever going to make my bucket list.
The only thing I saw there, Richie, remember when I was on the air that day and I had discovered Freddie Flintstone and Barney, that Saddam Hussein had created a Flintstone village at the main palace in central Baghdad. You remember that day?
When I thought remember Saddam's that? Palace was the Flintstone village.
Well, no, remember, I went over with a group of quote-unquote celebrities to Baghdad for 5 or 6 days. It was a fabulous experience. And I slept in one of the son's bedrooms, Uday, Kuive, whatever one it was, I don't know. It was really eerie. But as you drove in and out of that palace, there was a Flintstone village.
That's funny.
Was he just a fan of the show?
No, he did it for his grandchildren. He built a Flintstone village, and he had people that worked for him that played the characters. He had them all dressed up as Flintstone characters.
That's funny.
But that's surprisingly human of him, right?
Well, I mean, everybody
that's
loves somebody.
That's a typical grandparent doing whatever you want to do for your grandchildren.
Yeah. At the same time, the father of the kids who were enjoying the Flintstones was bathing the opposition to his father in acid baths. That's how they used to get rid of the people who didn't. There was just a week or two before those two were killed, there was a protest by farmers in Iraq, and they all drove their tractors into Baghdad. They were all summarily arrested, and 20 of them were thrown into an acid bath as a demonstration, how we're going to take care of you if you give us any more trouble. Those are the parents of the kids the Flintstone Village was built for. All right, folks, we got a little off of the track here, but...
But anyway, going back to the GOP spending bill, the only real headline that I saw was that Trump was furious that there's not enough funding for the Mexican wall in it.
Yeah, but he's not going to do anything because it's right up against the...
And it's not going to happen. That wall is never going to happen, isn't going to happen.
I never thought it was ever going to happen.
Those of you who love... I mean, I'm as bad or good, depending on your point of view. I'm as wild about the illegal immigration situation. And it's lasted so long, people are just kind of giving in. Oh, well, they're all here now. No, something has to be done, but nothing. We've tried this before.
Well,
Eisenhower tried it.
He's doing it through other methods. I mean,
the amount
of immigration that they allow this year is, I think, down to 30,000 as opposed to 45,000.
But they still don't have it right, Richie, as to who they let in, how they supervise who can come here and what they're supposed to be. There's a real good argument to be made for a lot of people coming into this country who can contribute. As a matter of fact, there was a story this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, Victoria, on this. I don't remember when I saw it, but I know we had it on the foray to talk about it, and I know I can't put my hands on it, of people going into the service, and now they weren't citizens.
Yes.
They're summarily trying to get rid of them.
They were recruited and promised citizenship in exchange for service.
Right.
And now
they're throwing them out.
They said that the Army said that they were going to stop throwing them out, but it turns out they never stopped.
Man, I don't know if I... that's an easy way for some bad guys to infiltrate your troops.
Well,
no, but these guys were recruited.
But are you assuming just because they're illegal, they're bad guys?
There are plenty of people
who have gone into the service, Richie, who have served admirably. I'm not sure they all have.
No doubt. Absolutely. I know a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's a great program, but I'm just saying it's something where you have
to definitely filter
who you let in.
It's not unlike what happened when the blacks wanted to get into service and the government, they wouldn't let them in. And then finally let them in through programs like the Tuskegee Airmen and other.
Yes.
Yeah, and they served admiral. And then they finally get their award 50 years later,
yeah.
And it's just because of the color of their skin. Obnoxious. During the course of the program, I like to spend a minute or so just giving you the actual list, because sometimes no matter who's on with me, we digress somewhat. So on the people list this week, from Talkers, big focus on number 10, the two leaders of the Koreas. Number 9, Bob Woodward and his continuing focus on the book. Jeff Sessions at 8. Dianne Feinstein. Di-Fi, I call her. That's number 7. James Comey at 6. Back in the headlines again for the usual ridiculous reasons. That's my own editorial. Robert Mueller is at 5. Chuck Grassley, the senator, at 4. Cory Booker, the senator, at 3. Brett Kavanaugh, the candidate, number 2. And the number 1 person on the list this week, as usual, is the President Donald Trump. Dr. Ford is also on this list as somebody in focus with regard to the Kavanaugh thing. So that's it. The people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list on the chart from Talkers Magazine this week, has the following 10 stories. By the way, you can check out the details at talkers.com. At number 10, what's on sports talk radio, what's happening in the NFL, who's playing, who's winning. Number 9, again, awards, yay, yay for Winkler and Betty White, but what else happened at the Emmys that was valuable to anybody? Probably not much. Number 8, continuing focus on North and South Korea. Number 7, the focus on the Attorney General versus the President. Number 6, prepping for the midterm elections and all the politics that will yield. Number 5, the shooting in Maryland. Number 4, the spending bill put forth by the Republicans. Number 3, the relationship we have with China, trade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More Trump investigations at number 2, and the Kavanaugh situation. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to a couple of more of these quickly. The trade war, number 3 this week. I think maybe that's where there's as much emphasis as anything. The Kavanaugh business is one thing, but this trade war, I'm, as a family farmer, being affected by it. So are all the family farmers, and so are you, because the price you're paying for food, the price you're paying for everything is going up, and it's artificial. These damn trade agreements don't really do what they're supposed to do. Let the market find itself. We made a deal now with the Europeans, made a deal with the Mexicans, about to make a deal with the Canadians. So why can't we make a deal with the Chinese to have basically no, do we not trust them, to have no tariffs at all?
Because we had more leverage with all the others than we do with China.
Oh, that's a good answer, Richie. Thank you. That is a good answer. It's probably the right answer. But where the hell did the Chinese go?
It'll come. It'll come. It's just going to take a little longer.
Right.
Trump did what Trump does. He throws his big, huge monkey wrench into the middle of it and says, "There you go. I'm walking away." and then says, "Figure it out." And he will. And in the end, we'll all be better for it. But we have to suffer the pain.
Takes time. It's exhausting, isn't it, all of this stuff? Everybody take a deep breath, hold hands, and contact the rest of the living around you. This is the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to review the top technology stories of the week, as is our tradition and our passion at the moment. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. She's going to go from number 5 to number 1. And that's pretty well organized, Victoria. Thank you very much for going from 5 to 1, starting at 5, in fact.
Well, you do love a countdown, so hey.
I do love a countdown.
Instagram has announced that it's starting a new campaign to help encourage users register to vote. They're going to be using ads in both users' feeds and in their Instagram stories to offer an easy link with information on registering. And to provide accurate voting information, Instagram partnered with TurboVote, which promises up-to-date information on how to register, how to update your registration if you've moved, and how to look up your state's voting rules and deadlines and election times and all that good stuff. And additionally, Instagram is planning to offer I Voted story stickers, electronic stickers that you can brag to all your friends that you did your civic duty. So you'll also get links on Get to the Polls, and you can help people who follow you find their polling locations.
All right. That's not bad. Kind of an interesting way to get involved.
It's definitely the right way to reach the next generation, if that's
you're
what
you're
right
trying
about
to that.
Do. So,
yep. Yeah. Number 4 is a focus on something new from Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Amazon's Alexa is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices later this year, and they're getting into your kitchens now. A microwave oven that's powered by Alexa. They're also going to be doing some in-car gadgets and some higher-end home audio gear, including amplifiers, receivers, subwoofers, and Amazon is going to detail this later this month. They're still trying to keep this a little bit under wraps, and because Apple always does their big announcement in the beginning of September, so Amazon's going to do something at the end of the month. And so this is not going to be under the Amazon Echo line of products. This is actually going to be branded as Alexa, and they're going to go head-to-head with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung when it comes to appliances in your kitchen. So you can tell Alexa to power up your microwave.
How about them apples?
Alexa,
number
make me popcorn.
Three. Alexa, get me to Doug Steffen. Android phones are the focus of the number three story this week, counting down to number one.
Right. Earlier this year, Google conducted tests to provide better location information when people are using their cell phones to call 911. And in the past, this has been on the cell phone carrier to provide the actual data of where someone is when they're calling on their cell phone. But so many people only use cell phones now that emergency services has decided it's really time to have some better location data. And so now, Google, if you have an Android phone that is 4.0 or newer, then every time you call 911, your information will be provided, your location information will be automatically provided to the emergency call center wherever you are. T-Mobile has partnered with Rapid SOS, and so they are making sure that they have, at this point, over 100 million Americans will be covered with, and they've gotten it down to, like, within 120 feet of where you actually are. So that's great news. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to do anything. It will automatically be up to date from now on.
Yippee! Number two on our way to number one on the list of important technology items this week is a focus on the new Apple Watch.
Yeah, the new Apple Watch has really gotten a lot of buzz since Apple had their big unveiling of their annual unveiling of new products. The iPhone X, they have a new XS and XS Plus, which is going to be the largest iPhone screen. It's 6.5 inches. But really, the Apple Watch Series 4 has taken all the spotlight, and for good reason. It's the first FDA-approved device to test your heart, and this is has a built-in ECG, that's an echocardiogram machine, or a mechanism that's built into the Apple Series 4 watch. And so what you can do, it can detect heart rhythms, it can detect a low heart rate, and it can also tell you if you have AFib, and that's going to be huge for so many people. So that's probably the best thing that I think Apple has come out with in a really long time.
All right, number one, this is the President of the United States.
Well, it's the presidential alert, and it is the emergency test that FEMA has been warning. They've been saying that they're going to do this. It's now been pushed to October 3rd at 2:18 in the afternoon. Wherever you are, you will get an Amber Alert, a test. It's called the presidential test, and so you'll get a text message on your cell phone if your phone is on.
Swell.
And it's just a test.
Yes, only a test of the emergency broadcast system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good job, Victoria. Thank you for being here. This is,
not a test.
No, it isn't. It's 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.